Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody, and it is a good Friday morning because we have got baseball again, and our only team, the only good team to watch, the only interesting team, the only team that actually has a chance to do anything, will be back on the field as opposed to sitting in the seats and not doing anything, sitting on their couch and not doing anything. And here we go with baseball, which starts on Sunday with, it started last night with free agency, but then we've got Sunday with spring training starting. And then April 7th is when we're going to get baseball back, and the Astros are going to get their first two series back. We're going to have a full 162-game season. Lance Zierlein, not here today, actually in Alabama, but he's going to be doing the show. But
yeah,
you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
But you're here today. Not in Houston, but you're here today. And which is
long
more
drive?
Which
long
is
drive.
Yeah, was that horrible?
It was a 9-hour drive. I get here and it's a 5-star Airbnb. It's this little townhouse. I got 5-star reviews. I pull up and I'm like, "Oh, right next to me is a house with a hood that is up just on a car at 10 o'clock at night." And then two houses down from me, two townhouses down, it's a car that just has both doors open, the lights on, and the guy's door is open in his townhouse. He never comes out. It's just Alabama. You've got a reputation. You want to just make sure that's just like, this is just a stereotype. I drove right into a stereotype. I'm staying in the stereotype.
Well, wait a minute. I thought it was 5-star. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And how actually is it?
It's fine inside. The bed is an atrocity.
Why is
Alec
the bed?
Alec's sleeping in the king size bed. We're in the twin size bed. You know why? The full size bed, because the full size bed is better. The king size bed is just like, it's just like box springs.
Ooh.
I'm like, who rated this? I mean, the rest of the place looks nice. Who rated this? Who did this? Is this just this guy's friends? I mean, you've got literally car doors and hoods and trunks are open just in yards. Like, what the hell?
Were any cars on bricks?
It was late. Trust me, I want to go out and just really go scour the neighborhood and see.
Well, you know what they say? There's a song by Big Earl, Alabama.
What does it say?
Well, it's about the school system. And it's about Alabama. And if it wasn't for Mississippi, we'd be 50. As far as
well, let me just say this: there's a reason we're in Alabama, because they're offering Alex some really good scholarship money.
Well, there you go.
And what I found out is that this is not a new thing. They're offering scholarship money to a lot of kids from out of state. Like, just saying, hey, we're doing such a good job of recruiting in football. Let's do some of the same things in academics. Let's bring some different kids in who score well from different states, who test well. So apparently 50% of their campus now is out of state, which was unusual. I've got a guy who's in the pro liaison section. I'm trying to get Alec to seriously consider this scholarship, you know, because that's what a parent will do.
Well, yeah.
Scholarships are better than paying
for college.
Yes. So we got somebody from the football side going to give us a...
Oh, Saban?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see Nick. I don't know if that means...
Well, no. Is Nick going to give you a tour?
No, it's not Nick.
It's a guy named Bob.
It's a guy named Bob, but, you know, my dad turned...
What
Nick
about
Saban.
Bill O'Brien? Oh, Bob? Bill O'Brien?
Oh, my God. I hadn't even thought of that.
What if you run into Bill O'Brien today?
First thing I'll say is, how did Jack trick you so easily?
Wait, how'd you get fooled?
How'd you get tricked so easily? Trust me, that's already come up. I told you, I talked to somebody at the Combine who I said, how did he get tricked so easily? And this person said, I think Jack's pretty good. I think Jack's better than you think. I said, no, I think he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
No.
He's in the position where he's making millions a year with a long-term deal. and he could fade all the heat. No, I think he's pretty good. Trust me.
No, he's
you know, so that's where I am. I'm
familiar with his work.
Yeah, I'm familiar with his work. He's quite good, actually.
Yeah.
But so we're here. We're going to check out the campus. Get back tonight. It'll be another long drive back. But I got to fade some of that beautiful Louisiana traffic on I-10. What a wonderful adventure that always is for the last 10 years. But the good news, I didn't even know this. Alec and my wife both knew that the lockout had ended. Yeah. They just casually, Alec said, "Oh, you know what? Free agency in baseball starts in 4 minutes." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? It starts in 4 minutes." I said, "It's a lockout." My wife said, "No, it's over." I said, "What? What? Excuse me?"
All right. Bigger surprise.
Somehow they knew, and well, I guess they just saw
while
separately.
You were driving, maybe they have phones.
Hey, here's an idea. Tell me. Okay. It's kind of a big deal to me. Bigger deal to me than it is to the two of you.
Okay, so.
Tell me.
So I found out, too. Somebody told me we were playing golf, and somebody said, "Oh, lockout's over." What? Now what now? All right, bigger surprise for you when you found out. Bigger surprise that the lockout had ended or that James Harden played extremely poorly in a big game? Which is a bigger surprise?
Oh, no, lockout.
You think lockout.
No, because 100% lockout was more surprising.
Oh, see, I was shocked that James would play poorly in a big game.
Were you? Yeah. So it's a big game because it's a big game. It's not a big game other than it's a big game in stature.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, all eyes were on James. It was a classic James performance. 3 of 17. He scored 11 points.
James just
showed in a big game scenario, James was terrible. I mean, it's literally, this is his brand.
It's so bad.
This is James'
brand. I love
that
so much.
His brand is now fat suit, exit, play well early, big game comes along, and be cartoonishly bad in a big game. That's what it is. That's his brand.
Just awful. Yeah. That was a lock.
Was
the
Kevin
baseball,
Durant awful?
Betting that we would have a 162-game season, betting that the lockout would end yesterday, betting that we would have a universal DH, betting that these two sides could possibly come together. I love the universal DH. I'm reading a story here. It says, "Oh, the biggest thing to come out of it is 12 playoff teams." I don't know. Universal DH is huge.
Well, and I always thought that the 4 week thing was always thought that was flexible. Like we have to have at least 4 weeks. You could shave it to three. I'm sure you could shave it to three. But the fact that they're going to try to get 162 in also shows you that, you know. Now, what's going to happen is if there's any early injuries to pitchers, arms, or whatever,
it's all going to be
blamed on this.
Well, of course it is. But you know what? It happens every time. It's no big deal. It happens every time. And, oh, by the way, there's arm injuries for pitchers every year. What is this? Is there a lockout every year that Lance McCullers pitches? No. There's not a lockout every year Lance McCullers pitches. And we'll break down the Astros lineup and what's going to happen. Man, I can't be more excited. We're going to have baseball April 7th. It's going to be underway, and we're going to have some fun. This is going to be great. This is going to be awesome, and we're going to get baseball. A truncated spring training. They're going to start spring training games on Thursday. So it is on. Free agency started last night. The first domino to fall, they figure, is going to be Freddie Freeman. You think? I think it's going to take a little while for Carlos to find a place. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not sure everybody's still ready to throw 300 or more. Scott Boras was talking about 400. Scott Boras is talking about $400 million for Carlos Correa. Now, of course, he is full of hyperbole, but that's what Scott Boras does. But are you kidding me? I mean, if somebody gives Carlos Correa $400 million, God bless.
Honest with you. As soon as I heard the lockout was over, the first thing I thought is, okay, well, we're about to see the end of Carlos Correa very quickly because he'll be somewhere else.
I don't know if it's going to happen very quickly. You think so?
Boras is pretty good. First of all, I think there's conversations happening behind the scenes. Why wouldn't there be? It doesn't make any sense for what baseball's the one sport. No, we must adhere strictly to the policies that have been set forth by our governing bodies. No, everybody does it. Everybody does it in every sport. So I think that there's probably been some conversations.
Yeah, but Well, you can have all the conversations you want. I don't know where the money is. I don't know who's going to.
I know, but Scott always finds it. He's like a pig with black truffles. He can just snort through the field and find that black truffle on a pile of turds. There he is. Oh, great. Scott Boras found more money for Carlos. Fantastic.
I never understood that movie. Why did Nicolas Cage never shower? I don't get it. Why can't you shower? Why can't you wash up once? I didn't get that. I never understood it. But that's okay.
Don't.
All right. So we got baseball to talk about. How awesome is that? We're going to have some. It's going to be go time with our Houston Astros back on the field. We got some stuff that we need to talk about. I'm kind of excited to see Jeremy Peña. If Carlos Correa ain't coming back, that's fine. What we've seen of Jeremy Peña in the offseason, what we've heard about him in the Dominican League.
I'd love to see him with the Skeeters.
I don't want to see him with the Skeeters. I want to see him with our Major League team.
I want to see him with the Skeeters because that means Carlos is an athlete.
Well, Carlos ain't going to be here, just so you know. I mean, just so you know. Unless they do a huge 2-year deal with the Astros, get him back to free agency at the age of 29.
An Aaron Rodgers deal, 4 at 50, $200 million. I bet Carlos would sign that.
A 4 at 50? Yeah, an Aaron Rodgers deal? Yeah, he'd sign
Aaron Rodgers contract.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know anyone in the world that wouldn't sign an Aaron Rodgers contract in any sport. Name a sport that you wouldn't sign an Aaron Rodgers contract. Yeah. Everybody will sign an Aaron Rodgers contract. Maybe the only one is soccer. Maybe Messi or Cristiano. Those are the only two guys.
They're not even the ones anymore. So yeah, I don't even know. I think everyone would take an Aaron Rodgers.
Everybody would take an Aaron Rodgers deal. All right, it's just getting started. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. You happy about the lockout ending? We've got the lockout ending. We've got James Harden, and we got basketball. We got Rockets tonight taking on Dallas, and we've got Khalil Mack trade that we're going to have to get to, which is very interesting as well.
Yeah, it's very interesting considering that was the basis for the Laremy Tunsil deal, was the compensation. And now you look at the compensation for Khalil Mack going out, and that raises some questions.
That sucks. That really, really sucks.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that, all that on the other. But first, Lance, you got to talk about
My patios and Texas Custom Patios. And Texas Custom Patios make such a difference. Out here at this Airbnb where I'm staying right now, it's not really the same thing as having that patio. And during the pandemic, there were some shows I did out on my patio that were just incredible. I didn't love doing a show. I did a show out on my patio when I had COVID one time. And I just laid on my outdoor couch. But, you know, that's what's pretty cool. You get your furniture out there. You got your television set up, your sound system that's mounted inside of your gabled roof. And you get out there, and it's a whole vibe out there with your own place that you're just hanging out, making you got your kitchen. If you want to get a kitchen, you want to get a pizza oven, you want to get a flat top, you're looking for an installed grill. They can do all of these things for you. And they do it at very fair prices, and the workmanship is above anything that you've ever seen. If you don't believe me, go to TexasCustomPatios.com and check it out for yourself. Or just see a very simple build-out like I had at TCPLance.com. They're going to come out here in about a week and a half. We're going to start the process of building out a kitchen. I wish I would have had my kitchen at the very beginning, but I'm going to get a flat top and a grill put in there, and I can't wait. TexasCustomPatios.com. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I have to say, I am genuinely thrilled to be able to say that Major League Baseball's back and we're going to play 162 games. I do want to start by apologizing to our fans. I know that the last few months have been difficult. There was a lot of uncertainty at a point in time when there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. Sort of the way the process of collective bargaining works sometimes, but I do apologize for it.
There's Rob Manfred, great guy. What a wonderful what a wonderful commissioner.
We can get him on the show today. Get Rob Manfred on a mobile.
We do. Rob Manfred, man.
You can thank him for his hard work.
What a hard worker.
You know, you take your little shots at him, but over he's the puppet master. There he is. Just puppeteering the entire thing. And then what does he get? Let's see. Exactly what you wanted. Universal DH. He got the international draft, just like you had been talking about you wanted all these years. He got everything that you
everything.
Wanted, John.
The international 162? Draft, which was first and foremost on my mind.
I didn't even know it was a thing. But you've been pining for it for a decade or more.
Yeah.
And then you wanted 162 games, right? I know that's a big top. I know that's a circus music, but I'm still doing like it's a puppeteer music. If you could see my hands right now in studio, my hands are going doing puppeteer stuff. That's what he did. Rob Manfred was able to play the game masterfully and get everything that he wanted and still keep 162.
And how,
so maybe you can apologize to him now.
And how full of shit are they?
Whoa!
I mean, we're gonna miss the first week. We're gonna miss the second week now. Can't possibly have opening day before April 14th. You guys are just ruining everything.
Oh,
we're gonna have a full season April 7th. Okay,
leverage. It was part of the trick. It was part of the long.
No,
con.
Rob Manfred.
Yeah, it's part of the short con. Actually,
Rob Manfred is the worst.
Is he? Because he just got you everything you wanted in 162 on top of it.
Yeah. Well. Oh yeah. He got me everything that I possibly could have wanted.
Best.
Oh, you mean
he's
a full season? Oh, you're talking. A baseball season's actually going to happen. Way to go, Rob Manfred. Jerk.
Yeah, he got it done.
No,
the players tried to kill off an entire season, and then they besmirched his good name, the man who has done so much for baseball. Like he's done a lot. Trust me.
Huge day today. As Deshaun starts his depositions, that's not the deal,
dude. We're having day after day. Are you? This is March, and we're getting monster news day after day.
Well, we're going to have the bigger news is the grand jury, so that is the key to this whole Deshaun thing. If the grand jury convenes and decides that there's not enough evidence to press charges against Deshaun Watson, then whoo boy, are the Texans in luck? Are the Texans in heaven? Now, if there are enough and he does get charged criminally, then it's going to be – then it's a nightmare. That's a nightmare situation. And then – well, not really. It's a nightmare situation for Deshaun because he'll be put on the exempt list because then now you can't put him on the exempt list. He's got charges against him. He's got criminal charges that he's got to face so that the commissioner can put on the exempt list, not make his $35 million, still have to pay Rusty, still have to get the civil suits taken care of, now face criminal charges as well. Talk about a big day for Deshaun Watson. Today is huge. Terry Yates will join us at the top of the hour to break down everything. He is a criminal lawyer here in a top criminal lawyer here in the city of Houston, and he's going to break it down exactly what's going on with the grand jury and then the depositions as well. I know earlier we had told you that Deshaun Watson would have to answer questions. He is just going to, that's all he's going to do is plead the fifth. And he's not going to incriminate himself in any way, shape, or form. These depositions, if I was Tony Busby, I wouldn't want these depositions now because he can't answer any questions. I would want the depositions when we find out whether or not he's got criminal charges against him. Well, if he does have criminal charges against him, he's going to plead the fifth on everything anyway. And he's not going to incriminate himself in the civil cases anyway. There will be plenty of questions that Deshaun Watson just isn't going to answer in case he does incriminate himself. So all of these things are happening, and they're all happening at once. Now, what else happened, we teased when we came back, was Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack traded to the L.A. Chargers, and you look at the Chargers now in that division with those quarterbacks. Khalil Mack played just 7 games last year. So Khalil Mack is getting a little bit older. Khalil Mack may be a little bit more injury-prone, bigger risk, obviously. But when he's on the field, he can still go. What'd you think about the haul? And what do you think about the Bears giving up on Khalil Mack?
I think it's really more about they're not getting their return on investment. And at some point, these contracts that the players sign, when you get that big bag, there are expectations. The second contract bag comes with surefire expectations. So while you may outplay the first one, if you don't outplay the second one, you're either going to be a cap casualty or they're going to look to move on from you so they don't have to be the ones to pay that contract. So Khalil Mack can still play, but he's just not having an impact on football games. And let's remember now, Khalil Mack was 2 ones and a 2. And at the time, I made the point, or was it just two ones?
Two ones.
Just two ones. So at the time, I made the point that it was, you know, that's, people were pointing towards, well, this is what you pay. That's why Laramie Tunsil deal is a good deal. That's what the going rate is. Going rate is never that for one tackle, because one tackle cannot solve pass protection. It can never be solved through one player unless you tell me that all the other ones are really good. Pass protection is a unit thing. You got to have a whole unit, and one guy can't do it. And you never pay the same rate that you pay a pass rusher. Pass guys who get the quarterback have more value. But even that was a very expensive deal. And what we've seen now is, I would argue that both deals, Khalil Mack and Laramie Tunsil, have fallen well short. Now, the Rams paid two firsts for Jalen Ramsey, and there will be people who talk about, you know, Jalen's the same guy who fell down and would have lost the Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah.
But there are people who will now say, Jalen Ramsey and the Rams won the Super Bowl. Jalen really didn't have a great game.
No, he didn't.
If you really want to know the truth. No. He really didn't have a great game.
Not only a great game, I mean, he got beat. Now he was, you know, first team, whatever, all pro, whatever.
Right.
But
right.
He gets burned a lot. He does. He just does.
Yeah, it's the two ones for a non-quarterback is really kind of a non-starter. And the last three deals that have been that, once again, people just say, "What the Rams did, oh, I don't want to hear anything. Rams won a Super Bowl. Would you want to win a Super Bowl?" But if you look at how Jalen has played, the Rams won a Super Bowl, frankly, because they also made a move for a quarterback, and Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald are just that. I mean, they're just that dominant. They dominated the game at the end. They won the game with two players who dominated. And I heard a story. I don't know if you heard the story about Cooper Kupp, just very quickly. I heard it when I was at the Combine. Bucky Brooks was telling it, and he had heard it from a member of the team who said, Cooper Kupp, who's usually a very quiet guy, you know, he was demanding on the last drive. He lost his mind. He was yelling about the football, like, this has to come to me. We got to stop this bleep. This, start calling plays and get it to me. This goes to me. And he was very animated with the play caller, with the quarterback, with people on offense, that demanding the football. And they said it was completely out of character, which really caught everyone by surprise. And so,
good for him.
He had a dominant last drive. Aaron Donald, dominant last drive. And that's what won it. Your most dominating players dominated. But the first thing I thought of, John, was, okay, Khalil Mack, two firsts. Laramie Tunsil, two firsts. We won't count the second, because the second was really a stupid move for Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
Kenny Stills is a sixth-round compensation. The Texans gave a second. That's actually probably the most egregious move that they made under Bill O'Brien, to be honest with you. But they gave a second and a second phone call.
Stop. DeAndre Hopkins was the most egregious.
Yeah, I mean, but they did get a second. They got an amazing running back in David Johnson.
Stop. That was the most egregious, without a doubt.
So the first thing I think of is, wow, so Khalil Mack goes for a second and a sixth. Like, I've been assuming Laramie could get you a one. Now, he's an offensive tackle in a year where, you know, the 31st team needs a tackle badly, and they're probably not going to have a guy who can help them right away at 31. They're going to have to trade up. Well, you know, maybe you get that first-round pick, but maybe this is a sign of what's to come for Laramie Tunsil. If you try to deal him, what if I told you that you get a second-round pick and a fourth? Would you take it?
Yes.
I probably would, too.
Yeah, you're getting out of that money.
I probably would, too.
You're getting out – I mean, everything.
Now, what are you doing to tackle? Plus, are you just going to get your quarterback murdered?
Well, if you're going to – no, you're going to draft Evan Neal in the first round. That means that it forces you to draft
Evan. What if Evan Neal goes one?
Then you get Icky.
What if Icky goes two? What if the Lions, like in my scenario, I've got the Lions trading.
Then you get Aiden Hutchinson and you go out in free agency and you find somebody.
Okay, that's going to be – yeah. What I'm telling you, though, is what you're doing is what you have to do is go through contingencies.
Yeah.
What if this happens, then what right. do you do? What if that – so the Texans
like
are going to have multiple contingencies, but even a free agent, like, they still need to have a plan for their quarterback. Because right now, Davis Mills, you've chosen Davis Mills, which is fine, at least for another year. And you need to at least give him a viable chance by protecting him. So – you need to have a plan. I don't know that they are just going to be in a huge rush to get rid of Laramie Tunsil, but I do think that Tunsil, as a football character guy, is not going to be someone they love.
That's a key to this thing, too, is that Tunsil, you know, when he's supposed to miss five or six games and he misses the rest of the season with a
That's
thumb.
That's not going to sit well with Lovie at all.
No, it's not going to sit well with anybody.
Lovie is a bit, by the way, Lovie Smith, and I know this from his Bears days, he is a huge football character guy. It means the world. Him and Jerry Angelo, the way they operated, how much do you love football is a really big deal. If you look at everyone that they had on the offense and defense, they want guys that love the sport. If Lovie gets a scent that you don't love football, he's not going to – we've already seen Lovie already said, nah, Nick Caserio's not going to be on the headset. Like, this is Lovie's team. Lovie – it's Nick Caserio's team in terms of personnel. Lovie did not take this job to be a puppet. I can promise you that. And if he doesn't want Laremy Tunsil, he's going to make sure they know, hey, we need to get this guy out of the locker room. He's not going to help us win.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 713-780-37. When we come back, we're talking Astros baseball. We're talking lineup. We're talking what moves they can make. We're talking bullpen. We're talking Astros baseball.
Let's get into some free agency because the Astros, you know, it's been quiet on the free agency front, but the Astros are likely to make a couple of moves. So we need to get into that.
I'm not sure about that.
You don't think they'll make any moves?
They're right near the luxury tax. Yeah. So I'm not sure certain
even
about
with
that.
Carlos gone.
Well,
and
here's the deal:
is that
and listen, it was a smart move last year because of Carlos compensation that was going to come back and Verlander compensation.
Right.
Even though you re-signed Verlander, the compensation you didn't want to be a fourth rounder; you wanted to stay as a second rounder. It was smart last year. I don't know. Maybe Jim Crane will spend more money. I don't know. But the Astros were one of the four teams that voted against this CBA. There were only four teams voted against it, and the Astros were one of them. So I'm not sure that Jim Crane is all that thrilled with the economics that happened out of this thing, and we'll see whether or not that translates to spending money on the field. We'll see. But we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I know you don't have to spend as much money when you go to Chastain Ford because Chastain Ford is still giving you all the rebates. They actually give you rebates on cars. Chastain Ford actually gives you 0% financing. Chastain Ford is actually going with no interest payments for 60 months. They're actually going with no payments for 90 days. Are you kidding me? Who else is doing this? You know what the other dealerships are doing? They're marking up $5,000, $10,000. You know what else they're doing? They're adding on. Oh, no, 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 no. You need the sunroof. Oh, no, no, no. You need leather. Oh, no, no. You need the bed liner. You know what never happens at Chastain Ford? That. They're never adding on. They're never trying to gouge you. What they're trying to do is get you into that Ford car or truck at exactly the price that you need it. And, you know, you got to wait because you're going to, but you get to customize it yourself. You have to wait. But there are pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now. So if you're looking for a car right now, you got that as well. It's all at Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com, or you can do it in person, which is the way I like to do it. Go meet the great people over at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you.
Apparently, by the way, John, I got Tyler told me there's a guy who got all upset about the Cooper Kupp story I told. Did you know that?
Why?
Tell him, Tyler.
Why would somebody be upset with that story?
Well, I don't know. First of all, he didn't know what show was on, so he had to ask that first. So I had to tell him this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein. He also said, he goes, the guy who's telling the story about Cooper Kupp, man, that S sounds made up. I was like, well, I mean, he works for the NFL Network, so he's pretty connected. He knows people who knows people, you know, all that kind of stuff. He goes, well, I don't care. That S sounds made up. It's like, all right.
Okay, sure. Well.
I was like, do you want to go on air and talk to him?
Okay.
If you do go on air, you're not going to be able to cuss. And he goes, yeah, okay, I'll talk to him. And then
he can. We just have to dump it, which while you were gone – didn't get dumped one time with Bun dropped an F-bomb accidentally.
Oh,
yeah.
Bun did drop it. Well, because our producer was doing – was
well, he's on his phone.
Well, that's good. That's always the best place to be while you're –
But we're
producer.
Like, no, dump, button. All I right. can see was button. But, no, listen, trust me, it does sound made up. That's the whole point of this, is that Bucky Brooks got it from literally the play caller there. It sounds crazy, out of his character. That's why I brought the whole thing up, because it sounds out of character. But sometimes when dogs are in dog moments, they act like dogs. Hey, that's the point.
That ship sounds made up to me.
That ship, you mean the guy who got like 2,000 yards receiving and 30 touchdowns?
Yeah.
I can't believe he actually
wanted the ball?
I can't believe he wanted the ball late
in a big game. He's just like James Harden.
Super Bowl.
He's like James Harden.
Exact same guy.
It's the same guy.
Same guy.
Same guy.
Okay, free agency. So now you just crapped all over everyone and told them the Astros won't sign anybody. Okay,
well, okay. So what have they done so far this offseason?
I mean, nothing.
Well, yeah, no, this they have.
They signed
Justin
Verlander. They obviously signed Justin Verlander.
Okay,
that's
kind of a big deal.
Which was a surprise.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. It was definitely a surprise.
And they signed Hector Neris.
Yeah, which is fine.
They made two moves. Okay, right. So far that's it. Now, if you're going to sign some, I'm opposed to signing a shortstop. I'm opposed to it. I don't want Andrelton Simmons. I don't want Jonathan Villar. I don't want Trevor Story. I don't want Jose Iglesias. I don't want these guys. If you're going to do it, sign. You got your own guy. And oh, by the way, if you're Jim Crane, you're going, Andrelton Simmons, we could get those numbers out of Jeremy Pena. Why would we do that? And by the way, Jeremy Pena just might be, by all accounts, just might be a better shortstop. We'll see. Jeremy Pena can do it on an everyday basis in the major leagues. But okay, so where would you sign somebody if you're going to sign somebody?
Well, it's going to be arms.
Well, no. How about this? How about you move Kyle Tucker to center field and you sign a corner outfielder?
Yeah, I know. Well, you've been pining for that, but I think you got a couple of young guys. To me, I would rather go cheap with one of my outfield spots with guys who have some upside. We've seen the upside, right, from Jake and Chaz. We've seen, and that's weird to say, we've seen a lot of upside from Jake and Chaz.
Well, we have. It's promising. There's potential there. You've seen it. You've seen guys come up and clutch sometimes, too. I'm not opposed to those guys. I'm just worried that you're going to have a 6-man lineup as opposed to a 7-man lineup, which you had last year, or an 8-man lineup.
Okay, so you say 6 because you're saying shortstop also?
Well, yeah, because there's a possibility Jeremy Pena can't hit the first time through the majors. There's a real possibility.
You're saying shortstop, center field, and catcher.
And catcher.
But what I'm telling you is that I think the center fielders we saw are more than just slappies. Like, we've seen their upsides way higher than slappies. I'm not saying they're locked in, but what I am saying is I've just seen enough Astros baseball and done enough talk shows, and so have you, that every year we start talking about the bullpen. Every year, and especially towards the end of the year. And I just would rather reload with some new arms.
Well,
I've seen these arms.
Well, I don't know.
They're not it. They're not it.
I don't know that. Ryan Pressly, pretty damn good.
Pressly's fine.
Ryan Stanek. I'm okay with Stanek. Hector Neris. Now, Hector Neris, we'll see what he brings to the table.
Yeah, what's his name, who didn't even pitch hardly at all last year?
Maton came up and was awesome in the postseason. Maybe that boosts him for the regular season and builds a lot of confidence.
Maybe it does and maybe it doesn't.
Maybe Pedro Baez will actually have a Pedro Baez sighting.
Maybe he will.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, throw more maybes in.
Maybe Jake Odorizzi is going to be a good bullpen. Nope.
That's not a maybe.
Well, how about this? Are you sure Lance McCullers is pitching?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. So Christian Javier and Jake Odorizzi. There's a good chance those two are vying for that fifth starter spot.
That necessitates an arm even more. So I don't think there's any reason not to have another arm in a bullpen, not to go at.
So who do you
it's
want?
It's not going to cost you.
How about
it's,
this?
It's going to cost less than the corner field.
Who do you want? Kenley Jansen?
Yeah.
He was crap last year, dude.
I know he was, but if you get him on a deal and he's got a power arm, I'd take a look at
Colin McHugh.
Nah. I
don't know. Ryan Tepera.
What did Ryan do last year?
Ryan Tepera is the guy who accused the Astros of cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't have that guy.
No, why not? I would love to have that. You know what?
No, we can't have that.
Right. I would love
Tepera.
I would love to have that guy.
No, we can't have, because he was the one that we ruined in the post. Well, we at least yelled at him some.
Oh, well, after he made those statements, we whooped that ass is what happened.
Tepera is also 30. He's also, he's not a bad pitcher, but he's 34. And he's the one from Houston. Because remember we were talking about, oh, this guy's from Houston and still going in on the Astros. Not like being from Houston has anything to do with anything.
Well, So we got some other guys. Adam Ottavino, he sucked with the Yankees. I don't know about that. You've got Andrew Chafin. I don't know.
Listed alphabetically.
Ottavino can strike out Babe Ruth, though. So
who? Who?
Ottavino can strike out Babe Ruth.
He can?
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, can he?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and then you get, well, in New York, you couldn't strike out anybody.
Wait, Kenley Jansen had a solid 2021, posting his lowest ERA, 2.22, since 2017. He was actually...
He also blew a boatload of saves for him.
Yeah, well, with bullpen, you're right. I mean, the ERAs are always tricky, since a lot of times...
86 and 32. That is your power pitcher?
What is 86?
86 strikeouts, 32 walks. That's your power pitcher?
Well, yeah, you can still be a power pitcher.
No, power pitcher's closer should be about 8-1.
Yeah, in a perfect world. I'm not calling him my closer. I'm just saying you have an arm at the end. The Astros don't have real closers anyway. Presley's not a real closer. He's not a lockdown big-time closer.
I'm fine with Presley.
He's the next guy up.
He's the next guy up.
Kenley Jansen was okay last year, but like you said, you'd rather. I mean, that's what his strikeout to walk ratio. Well, it actually was worse last year.
What would you be more excited about?
Actually, it's substantially worse. In 17 against the Astros, he was 109 strikeouts to 7 walks. You know what it tells me? And it's actually come steadily down. It tells me that he could really use a little case of the Stromies. But guess what?
Well, the Stromies not here.
Exactly.
Right.
So you don't have Pastrami at all anymore.
Well, no.
So now you gotta go get ready.
Now Josh Miller is the new guy. So learn the name. Josh Miller is the new pitching coach who takes over. He was Stromy's number two. He learned all the tricks of the trade.
I hope Josh Miller. Josh Miller is the guy.
So learn his name and put some respect on
him. I'm not sure, but I think Brent Strom, even more than Van Gundy. I'm trying to think of another either manager, head coach, assistant coach, coordinator, play caller. I think Brent Strom is easily in our time, maybe in my time of living in Houston, which is basically my whole life, he might be the most respected manager / coach / pitching coach. You know, if you want to include all of them, I think he might be the most respected of anybody I've ever seen. Certainly since we've done radio, can you think of somebody who carries more sway? Now, it's easier, obviously, when you're not the top guy, because the top guy always catches bullets. Can you think of another guy that's had this much love as Brent Strom?
Dana Dimmel.
No, Dana is not going to be up there.
Not Dana Dimmel.
Unfortunately, neither of the Danas.
Neither Dana? Well, put some respect on that,
Dana. Art had some love when he was at U of H. Someone had some love at U of H.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dana, I saw him last night at the rodeo.
Dana was at the rodeo last night?
Dana Dimmel?
No.
What was he doing here?
Oh. The other Dana. He was getting right on a golf cart into the rodeo. And
When you win 11 games, you're going to get a ride on a golf cart too.
By the way, 11 or 12?
How many did they win? They won 12 games?
I forget.
What the bowl win?
They lost the other one.
They won 12 games. 12 and sure. 2 or something like that. Yeah, 12 and 2.
Well, I tell you, another guy that actually has a lot of – that's in the Brent Strom territory is actually Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah.
K-Samp has some serious
more
juice
I've got,
behind him.
I've got a better proposal for you than your proposal, okay? I've got a better one on the other side right here.
What's my proposal?
Houston, I've got a proposal for you.
Okay.
Not a wedding proposal. I got a proposal for you on the other side. Houston, where all systems go. Baseball's back.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.
Houston, is all systems go? We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud, and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
Mm-hmm.
Our outfield has played.
April 7th, baby. They're back. We get a full season, too. You get the Phillies and the Yankees. Not losing those games. Going to have excitement at Minute Maid. I'm pumped. Let me ask you this. Go ahead. Get you Kenley Jansen or Colin McHugh or Ryan Tepera. Go
I don't
get
want those guys.
No, that's what you want. You want, oh, that's I would bolster cons-
I might
bullpen.
Consider. I might consider Jansen.
How about this?
Some stuff.
How about put Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot? Get Kyle Schwarber, move Tucker to center, Uncle Mike to right. Schwarber and Jordan, Schwarber and Jordan can switch off in left field. Get you see Jordan some starts there. Schwarber at the top of the order. When Schwarber was at the top of the order, he changed. He changed Washington. Changed him.
He is such a heckler.
What?
Oh, my Schwarber.
Oh yeah,
just having him there.
He is.
I mean, he's a heckler. I mean that in a good way. Like he's hard to get out.
Well, how about this?
He's 29 also. He is a scrappy. Like
you can get him for about you can get him for about 12 mil.
Why do you think that?
Because I don't know. I think his injuries and I think you know, he's not an average. I don't know for whatever reason. What about Jorge Soler? How excited would you be about a Jorge Soler?
I mean, it sounds exciting.
Well, because it is.
So Schwarber's a free agent this year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And so is Soler. And so is Chris Bryant.
I mean, he did have.
How about Chris Bryant in that locker room?
You know, 32 bombs. Yeah, I'd like Chris Bryant. If the price is right, I wouldn't mind. Now, if you go Chris Bryant, what are you doing with Chris Bryant?
You're putting him in left field.
Okay.
And he switches off with Jordan. You put Uncle Mike in right.
Any way we look at it, all these scenarios that you're giving us, the defense is going down.
Yeah, and guess what? Their offense is going up.
There's typical John. Just sit there and bang it out with his Greg White, with his White Sox Luzinski and
White Power.
Do you want to put some context on that?
No.
Did you just now scream that out?
Well, no. What? No, that was Tyler put that out there.
Oh, okay.
Tyler did that.
At one point, you screamed it out.
Listen, Jackie put out the $230 million, the competitive balance tax threshold. For whatever reason, the Astros are at they're at 209. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal
is. They've released all that when all these guys are walking.
I'm telling you here and now. That they're competitive. I just saw it said baseball. It's so convoluted and stupid. I mean, I don't know what the reason was, were still at $209 million for this year. I don't know. I'm not going to get into the minutiae of luxury tax, competitive balance tax. I don't know. I don't know about that stuff.
So here's what it says in spot. In SpotTrack, it has this. Active payroll, $157,849,000 active. 2022 tax threshold, $230 million. 40-man tax payroll, $168 million. I don't know about the numbers you had there. You still have the estimate for Aledmys Diaz is $4 million. Montero, Stanek, Maton, they've got estimates in here from SpotTrack, but I don't know. I think I'm not sure that number. I think the Astros have a little more room than that, but they also have to. That may also be with some free. That may be some guys still to sign. I don't know. I feel like that number. When you have the guys walk who are going to walk, Carlos Correa, although his number wasn't 30 or 40 million, but you are getting rid of Zach Greinke's number. So that's kind of a big deal.
And you're cutting down on Verlander.
You've reduced Verlander's number.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe, I don't care. They've got money to play with. That's great. I don't give a rat's ass about Jim Crane's money. And I don't care because whatever happens, they don't have any. Is there any pending free agents that are coming up next year that you got to worry about the competitive balance tax? I don't think so. So here's the deal. And then not anybody like Carlos Correa and Justin Verlander. So here's the deal. It is, let's go. Win. You got a 2-year window with Justin Verlander. Go get Chris Bryant. Go get Jorge Soler. Go bolster this lineup so that it is still one of the most feared in baseball. If you go to war now with Peña, Chaz McCormick, and Machete at the bottom of the order, you're not going to be that feared Astros team, the team that gets to the ALCS every year, you're not going to be nearly as feared as you would have been if you go out and make that splash and get a big cornerback. That, to me, is the move. Let's go with Pena. Let's go with I'm fine with the bullpen as is. You can maybe add some stuff as the season goes on, whatever. But and oh, by the way, I don't know about Lance McCullers. I don't know. I haven't heard. Last we saw, Lance McCullers couldn't pitch anymore. That's the last we saw. And now and nothing has changed since then. Has anything changed?
No one's saying anything.
No one's saying it. He's right. That's a
Where's
bad,
Lance McCullers
to me, that's
doing
a really
interviews
bad sign.
Saying I'm ready to roll?
Well, that's a really bad sign when nobody's saying anything. Because if Lance McCullers was ready to roll, guess what? Lance McCullers would be ready to roll.
The Astros are going to have approximately $40 million to spend before they hit threshold. So if I'm Jim Crane, I think it behooves Jim Crane to spend up to the threshold. I think that's fair to the fans. The fans have been very supportive. The fans have paid plenty of money. The fans are you've got all kinds of momentum that has been built up, and they are the official team of the city right now. I think it behooves Jim to spend up to the threshold. I think he'll be fine. He should crank up, you know, as close to that threshold as he can relative to understanding what he wants to do over the next two or three years. I think that is one thing that we as fans have to remember, that every time you put something together from a cap standpoint, it's not 1 year they're looking at, it's 3 years. And the maneuverability of that cap. So maybe he can't go right up to that number because of escalating salaries and the inability to get out of, you know, any free agent deals after this year. But I do think Jim Crane, you know, he will have some money to spend. The threshold went up $20 million. So you do have more money. I would say worst case scenario, they've got $20 million to spend. That's enough to get, as you mentioned, potentially Schwarber and a good arm, or Schwarber and a couple arms to throw in a bullpen, and let's go and let's see what you can do.
Yeah, let's go. You know what? Let's go. I don't give a rat's ass. We got baseball now. We got baseball, and I am just thrilled that we've got Astros baseball. It wasn't four player reps who voted. The Astros voted against this deal. So the Astros, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Cardinals voted against this deal. Jim Crane wasn't happy with it. Maybe. I was given, we get a video yesterday blasting the Fort Worth Star Telegram that said it's the Astros' fault that there is a lockout right now, that we don't have baseball. And maybe it was. maybe it was the Astros' fault. Jim Crane was not too pleased with the business of baseball. And, you know, but Jim Crane, you've been dominating it. Stop already with this is a bad thing. Everything is just fine. You're just kicking everybody's ass. You're going to the ALCS every year. The baseball's just fine, okay? Yeah, you're a billionaire. What are you worried about? Let's go. Let's go play some baseball and go get us Jorge Soler. That'd be great. 756 ESPN. 97.5. And 92.5. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Terry Yates joins us on the other side. And still ahead, Bud Norris is going to join us as well in an hour. We're going to talk to Bud about everything baseball that's going on, see what his thoughts are on the new collective bargaining agreement and what the Astros are going to do. But Terry Yates is going to tell us exactly what's going on with the grand jury and with the deposition by Deshaun Watson today. Big day for Deshaun Watson. It may last a week or so, but this is a big time for Deshaun Watson. We'll talk to Terry Yates about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.